This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Brian White, respondent versus treasurer of the state of Missouri as custodian of the Second Injury Fund, appellant, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Brian White, no, ED113099, respondent, appeal from the Labor and Industrial versus Relations Commission, Treasurer of the State of Missouri as Custodian of the Second Injury Fund. Appellant. Filed June 17, 2025. Opinion. The Treasurer of the State of Missouri as Custodian of the Second Injury Fund, SIF, appeals from the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission's Commission Award of Permanent Total Disability, PTD, benefits to Brian White for his November 2020 chest injury in combination with disabilities resulting from White's pre-existing occupational shoulder disease. The sole question before us is whether occupational diseases satisfy the pre-existing disability requirement for SIF liability under par of 287 time 220 322 A 1. During the pendency of this appeal, the Supreme Court of Missouri decided occupational diseases are not compensable under this section of the statute and therefore are not covered by SIF. Treasurer of State Verser 1. All section references are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise noted. Section 287.220 has since been amended with no changes to the subsections relevant to this appeal. 2 Penny 710 SW 3D 498 Mo Bank 2025. 2. Accordingly, we reverse and remand for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Background. From May 2007 to December 2020, White worked as a distribution field worker for Missouri American Water, MAW. White's responsibilities involved mostly intensive manual labor, which included tasks such as regularly lifting objects around 40 to 100 pounds, digging by hand, climbing atop ladders, and walking long distances to stretch up to 1,000 feet of hose. Throughout his career, White has suffered several work-related injuries. Relevant to resolving the narrow issue before us are White's 2010 shoulder injuries and 2020 chest injury. In October 2010, White suffered a work-related injury to his shoulders, which was deemed to be an occupational disease under the Missouri's Workers' Compensation Act. White filed a workers' compensation claim for his shoulders and settled with MA for 23% permanent partial disability, PPD, to each shoulder, or 106.72 weeks of disability in total. In addition to this shoulder injury, White has received workers' compensation for numerous other work-related injuries throughout the years, including but not limited to injuries to his neck, back, wrists, and knees. Although evidence of these prior compensable injuries, compensable in the sense that White received workers' compensation benefits for them, is contained in the record, the Commission did not make findings as to whether these injuries were statutorily sufficient to trigger SIF liability. In 2020, White injured his chest while working with an overhead load spring on an industrial vacuum truck. White filed a workers' compensation claim for this chest injury, and MAW settled for 12.5% PPD disability. As a result of these particular work-related injuries, Taos, the Supreme Court, also heard a similar issue in Eckhart v. Treasurer of Missouri, 710 SW 3D 523, Modern Bank 2025. However, the Supreme Court decided that case on different grounds, CID at 528.31. 3. White sought compensation from SIF for PTD and proceeded to a hearing before an administrative law judge, ALJ. The ALJ determined SIF was liable for PTD benefits to White. To reach this determination, the ALJ made two findings. First, the ALJ held White had a qualifying pre-existing disability equal to at least 50 weeks of disability with his 2010 shoulder injury. Second, the ALJ found White suffered a subsequent compensable work-related injury or a primary injury with his 2020 chest injury. The ALJ reasoned these injuries together resulted in PTD pursuant to par of 287,220.32 AB, and as such created SIF liability. A SIF appealed to the Commission on multiple grounds, Specifically relevant to this appeal, Siff claimed the ALJ improperly found White's 2010 injury to his shoulders constituted a pre-existing disability under paragraph 287.220(3)(2)(AA)(AA)(I). Instead, SIF argued that the 2010 shoulder injuries were occupational diseases and that paragraph 287.220.32(AAAA) excludes occupational diseases from compensation. The commission rejected this statutory interpretation and affirmed the ALJ's award of PTD benefits to White. Specifically, the commission stated, "In the absence of controlling case law instructing otherwise, we reaffirm our position that a medically documented compensable occupational dis